Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week news podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about the compliance and risk concerns around cloud computing. Just to bring everybody up to speed, cloud computing is a system of IT management where your company may lease data storage space from some outside vendor rather than keep your data on your own computer servers. The data is still accessible to you via the internet, which is the cloud in cloud computing, but it actually resides physically on computer equipment owned and operated by that vendor. Now, cloud computing can bring significant cost savings to a business, but lots of compliance officers out there still have worries about items like that data's security, its privacy or availability, and similar compliance concerns. So a lot of corporations are still hesitant to embrace the cloud computing concept. Our guest today has some firsthand knowledge about cloud computing, however. She is Karen Camp. She is CFO of Dorado Corporation, which actually sells cloud computing software and technology services for companies looking to manage financial transactions. That means she is the perspective of a business trying to promote cloud computing as a concept, as well as of an executive who uses the technology herself, so she should be able to give us some good insight here. Karen, welcome to the program. Thank you for taking the time today.
My pleasure.
So I guess my first question for you is if you could briefly tell us about whatever sort of data you might be storing via cloud computing or how you're using this technology. You know, what sort of data might you be using or storing on the cloud? How much are we talking about? How does it get updated? Maybe just give us set the stage for us a bit about what is in the cloud for Dorado and for you.
Certainly. Just by way of background, Dorado's business is one of providing an internet-based application. So primarily we've built the company over the last 10 years by providing software that many of the large lenders use to originate mortgage loans.
Sure.
And our application actually is in the cloud, if you will. So we're not only storing data, but our entire application runs on the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So with that background, basically Dorado receives and has in the cloud all of the information that is related to a mortgage origination transaction. So that is everything about the borrower, everything about the collateral services that are requested. And so the data is quite plentiful, and it is constantly updated, typically over about a 45 to 60-day period.
Mm-hmm.
So the result is we're literally storing terabytes of data for millions of borrowers, and of course we need to save that data for a minimum of 7 years.
Sure. And walk us through some of the compliance concerns a company might have or one of your customers, because a lot of our readers like the idea or the concept of cloud computing. It's nice, it's simple, it has some cost savings, but they do get very antsy about all of the privacy concerns about, say, mortgage data or the security concerns or how they can trust that any vendor is going to be there with their data tomorrow when they might need it or next month. How valid are those concerns, and walk us off the ledge for people who might be hesitant about it.
Wonderful. Well, you know, Matt, I think that the concerns really lie in two major areas. One is the security,
mm-hmm.
and then obviously there's a concern about business continuity. So just to address the security, obviously we have to employ industry best practices at a number of levels, and this includes third-party audits. So we are, for example, a SAS 70 Type 2 certification annually. We do periodic penetration tests of our systems. In addition to that, we do regular internal security reviews, looking at latest threats and then based on that, we are proactive about building response plans. But again, I think the key is our own challenge of the data to make sure that it's secure.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, seeing that we do work with most of the large lenders in the United States, they, our lender customers, are actually regularly conducting their own assessments of Dorado's operations. And one of the top three banks just did one, and literally their assessment and analysis and audit of us was hundreds of pages long. So we're subject to those. And then I would say, in addition to that, we are required to support the lender regulatory responsibility for their own audits to bodies such as the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency.
Mm-hmm.
So we get involved in a lot of levels just to make sure our lenders, while using us, our lender customers, while using us, are going to meet all the requirements of their own auditors. And then from a business continuity standpoint, every one of our customer operations here is fully backed up in a disaster recovery site, and we are also required to escrow code and data, et cetera, in the event there should be some problem with business continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually very sort of very advanced and very complex. But when we're dealing with large lenders who themselves are heavily regulated, we need to meet all of their obligations as well.
So if I am a company seeking to start my way into a cloud computing arrangement with you or any other vendor out there, I'm assuming that there's some sort of service level agreement I should seek. And I'm wondering what should be in it. I mean, you had mentioned some business continuity, some security testing and whatnot, but what are the things that you think should be standard for a company to be asking vendors like yourself?
Well, our contracts would typically, again, provide for escrow in the event of a business continuity. All of our customers want to have full disaster recovery backup.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get our SAS 70 type audits. They want to have a provision for us to supply X number of hours free of charge for supporting their own auditors' requirements relative to information about our systems.
Mm-hmm.
And they also want to have the right to come in and do their own audits. And then, of course, we've got to carve out some limits on that so that they are not, we can't obviously allow them any access to data from our other customers. So
sure.
Within the limits of that, those are the typical rights that they would expect to have.
You know, if I could ask one more question, how quickly do these concerns come up when you're talking with customers? I mean, I anecdotally hear that they are worried about it, but you guys are out in the front lines. Are these concerns about compliance and security something that come up right away, or do you think that they are a primary fear or an obstacle in people trying to get their head around the idea of cloud computing?
Well, you know, as I said, Dorado has been in this business for 10 years, and literally the top lenders in the country have been using us exclusively in a cloud computing environment. And in the early days of the company, I would say folks were somewhat reticent, but now, particularly as we've gone all these 10 years with not one single problem, I think this may be something that doesn't come up so much as an issue for us anymore, because it may be something that any new customer would perhaps ask in a reference call and talking with our other clients.
Sure. Do you think that cloud computing is matured unto its own? I guess you guys have been around for 10 years. I know Google offers this sort of service, and they are not a fly-by-night company either. I'm trying to get a sense of how strong of an industry it might be in that sense.
We're not just like a co-location outsource provider. We our application actually runs on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're actually feeling that the obstructions and the hesitations to go with cloud computing have really almost entirely disappeared, because as we look at our customer base, they can no longer afford to run all their own internal systems to originate mortgage loans, and it's incredibly more cost-effective to have the next generation product in a cloud environment as Dorado offers.
All right. Well, Karen, that's all the time we have today, but you covered plenty of ground for us and gave us a lot to think about, so we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Okay, my pleasure, Matt. Thanks so much.
And again, everybody, that was Karen Camp, CFO of Dorado Corporation, the company that sells cloud computing software and assistance to help companies manage their financial transactions, talking to us about cloud computing and the ins and outs of it. That is all for this week's podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you will join us again next time.